while it's true to say that everyone starts with a personal allowance of £12,500 this year, that's not to say that that is going to be the personal allowance that they end up with in the tax calculation. If a taxpayer earns more than £100,000, then their personal allowance becomes restricted. That's to say that for every £2 they are over the £100,000, they lose £1 of their personal allowance. So by the amount that they exceed the £100,000, half of that, rounded up to the next whole pound, is taken from their allowance. A personal allowance can't be a negative. Therefore, if when you do your calculation, it becomes a negative figure, the personal allowance is zero. It can't be less than zero. So let's look at an example of this. Brian has an earned net income of £120,000 and we're asked to calculate his personal allowance. So the first step is to note that £120,000 is greater than £100,000, so we are going to need to do some calculations to restrict Brian's personal allowance. That calculation is that we do £120,000 minus £100,000, Brian's £20,000 over that restriction. So he's going to lose £1 for every £2 that he is over. So we half the amount that he is over, giving us £10,000, and that is taken from his personal allowance. So he started with £12,500, but we're going to take £10,000 off of that, leaving Brian a personal allowance of £2,500. Again, as before, we have a few questions that you can try yourself and you'll find the answers below this video. The questions are that Jack has earned income of £140,000. Jane has earned income of £140,000 and we're asked to calculate her personal allowance for the tax year 2019-20. And also Claire has an earned income of £112,560 and we're asked to calculate her personal allowance for the 19-20 tax year. As before, you can download the answers to these questions below the video.